Your business has to be profitable if you expect to stay in business, and that's just a fact. What most entrepreneurs and business owners get confused by is the difference between sales and profit. They are not the same thing. Very confusing topic for most, for some, for all, I don't know. But the truth is profit and sales are not the same thing. There's lots of movement between those two points. So here's what got me going. Spotify's loss more than doubles even as user growth surges. So the headline that got me thinking about this today is pretty straightforward. It says, Spotify lost $601 million last year. So Spotify, online streaming service, subscription-based, get an app on your phone or your computer, you can download music, you can bring playlists with you everywhere, you can do whatever you want. They make money monthly from a bunch of subscribers, and they got a gazillion of them. In fact, it looks like they got 50 million subscribers. They have 140 million people using the service between their free and their paid options, but they've got about 50 million people that pay monthly. And they pay, I don't know, our family pays, I think, like 14, 15 bucks a month, something like that, because I've got a ton of kids, and they all use Spotify. Even my three-year-old, if you can believe that, she walks around with her iPad and Spotify. The only thing that annoys me about Spotify is I wish they had like an explicit setting that you could turn off, because my kids don't need to hear like all that crappy music. Anyway, the point is that even a company like Spotify generating a ton of revenue can lose money. You know, obviously entrepreneurs and business owners, they struggle with the same concept of profit and revenue. So I just want to make a distinction here. Someone might say, yeah, but Dylan, Amazon loses money. Like what's the big deal? Well, there's a difference though. Amazon is not necessarily losing money as much as they are just taking all of their profit and plowing it back into the business. Spotify, on the other hand, is actually losing money. Their burn rate and their expenses are more than their revenue. And they're having a hard time actually earning profit, like real substantial profit, versus a company like Amazon. If they just stopped reinvesting into their business the profits that they make, then they would be, you know, enormously profitable. But that isn't the same story with Spotify, and oftentimes isn't the same story with small and medium-sized businesses. The truth is that even if your business generates, you know, $5, $10, $15, $20 million a year, if you don't have any money left after paying your expenses, then it doesn't really matter how great your gross revenue is. And what I've learned is that an entrepreneur oftentimes does a thumbnail sketch of what they think their profit is, but they've never really sat down to try and understand it. So if you're out cruising around today and, you know, you're wondering, you know, you're patting yourself on the back because your business generates a lot of top line revenue, meaning your sales are wonderful, you guys have no problem selling your product or your service into the market, you should be thinking about, well, what is my profit? How much profit do I actually earn? And the hard part here is it's actually kind of tricky to figure that out, because there's a lot of movement. There's fixed costs, there's variable costs, there's cost of sales, there's depreciation or amortization and taxes. So it can get a little funky, but if you've got good people around you and in your business or have access to great people, then you can figure this out. But I just wanted to chat a little bit today about this whole concept that sales does not equal profit. And it was spurred on by this headline about Spotify losing $601 million. Can you imagine? Can you imagine losing that kind of money? I couldn't imagine. So anyway, that's something to think about today as you're making your way through your day and taking care of all the stuff that's on your list. Thanks for watching or for listening. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and we'll see you again tomorrow.